Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Did you hear what the mayor is proposing today? Introducing a new ordinance to combat the violence, to bring down crime. This is what she wants to do. It would be a situation, an ordinance that describes how the city can now file lawsuits to go after gang members' assets. So sue them and take their belongings is the idea here. The mayor says we have an opportunity to bring these violent street gangs into civil court, out of the shadows, expose them for who they are and what they are. And if we're successful, and I think we will be, the mayor says, take their assets and the profit motive for killing our babies. Attorney Karen Conti is joining us here. A lot of questions about this one, Karen. Will it work? How will it work? I'm not so sure. I'm very hopeful about it myself. Trying to remain open-minded, but what do you think about it? How does something like this work?
Well, I'm open-minded about it, too, and I sure do hope it works, because something should work. But I have my doubts. I mean, we've had a law on the books for 28 years in Illinois where prosecutors are able to bring these civil lawsuits, and it's been done in Kane County and in Boone County and DuPage County, and there's been some limited success. And what happens is the gang members are sued, and they don't come to court, so there's a default judgment entered, which means that there's an order entered for a certain amount of money, and usually the money is never collected. But the one good thing that comes about is that the judge can then rule that the gang members cannot associate with each other. Again, is there an enforcement issue? Sure there is. And the other thing, Anna, I'm just not sure that all of the crime that you're seeing here in Chicago has to do with gang territory and gang drug activity. I think a lot of it is petty disputes with people and between people who are gang affiliated or not gang affiliated. And it just seems like random type of violence rather than targeted gang activity. So I don't know. I don't know if that this is going to work. I'll keep an open mind.
Yeah, I'm trying to do that, too. And we will be talking to Sergeant Pete later on the show about exactly that. Aren't these gangs splintered so much now that within one block, even, you could have multiple different gang members fighting with each other with not a lot of assets necessarily to their name? It isn't like 20 or 30 years ago when you had this hierarchical structure to the gangs and you could go after the leaders.
Right.
You could even call for truces and you know, there'd be calls for all kinds of things like, you know, let's not go after children. Let's try to, you know, respect communities. There were those kinds of gang summits. Now you hear from police and the folks who are on the ground that isn't the case. It's exactly as you describe and very difficult.
Well, and too, a lot of the gang, a lot of the activities that you see in the merger are being done by like really young individuals, and they don't have any money. They don't have anything. So again, you know, I would hope that this would work out, but I just don't see that is the way to cure this. And again, you know, if I could cure it, I'd be a lot more famous, you know.
We'd all like to have the magic
right
wand. We'd all like to have it, because it's important to us in the city that it does get solved. I don't want to try to say I'm just knocking down any solution here, because it doesn't. I don't want to be in that position of doing that, and I think you don't either. You want everything to work. You want something to work, and I just worry that this is not the thing that would really make much of a difference. I was looking in the Sun-Times. They had quoted some of the prosecutors and folks in Kane County and other suburban areas, DuPage counties, and they said that hundreds of gang members there have been sued, but the lawsuits failed to collect much money or monetary damages from the gang members. It just didn't happen.
That's right. And I don't know that. I think what they're saying is that there's any success. It's that there's orders that say that now they can't associate. But again, how in the world, if you can't stop a murder from happening, how do you stop two gang members from associating with each other? And again, the other problem is who's a gang member? And that used to be very defined. Now it's not. And there's a list that the police have, but those lists are notoriously erroneous. I mean, people, even if you call a gang member, you could be on the list by having called that person. So there's all kinds of problems with innocent people being brought in to the scenario, too. But again, keep our fingers crossed, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. And you're right. The gang database is something we're going to get into later on the show because it is supposed to be audited and revised and re-released in its new form with all kinds of ways for people to be able to get themselves off of it if they're erroneously on it and make that process a lot more, a lot easier than it had been in the past, in addition to vetting out the names that don't belong there. So that was the inspector general who told us that it just, there was a lot of that going on, yep, and wants to clean it up. So that's where we are with that. Hey, can I ask you about another legal case that I just,
sure.
Oh gosh, I know we've talked about this in the past, but now we're at this point where this Prince Andrew has been, what, he's being sued in a civil court, a young woman who's been in the news quite a bit, accusing him of rape back when she was 17, a minor. And so now, I guess, what, has he been served? How does this work when someone's an international being accused overseas? How are they brought here? What could possibly happen? Not even to mention that he's royalty as well, Karen. It makes me wonder what happens next.
Yeah, this is really complicated. You can certainly sue somebody in another country. The question is how do you get him to participate? We can't extradite him because that's only a criminal issue, right, to bring someone to a country to prosecute him. So he doesn't have to come here and defend himself, but if he doesn't, then the court in New York can get a judgment against the prince. And that judgment could then be taken over to England and enforced. So if he's got assets there, there would be a whole procedure there to actually collect on the judgment that is obtained here in New York. So Prince Andrew has to strategize and say, do I come here, submit myself to the jurisdiction, fight it, and counter it, or do I just let the judgment get entered and then just rely upon the idea that you're never going to collect? And there's a whole other layer that says that in England, if you are part of the royal family and you are on royal grounds, there are some ways to, as long as you're in the royal grounds, that no one can collect money from you. That's part going back to the days of the kings and all of that. So maybe his strategy is going to be he's not going to come here and defend, and he's just going to basically say, I'm not collectible.
How about that? That little rule. I didn't know about that one. The other thing is his lawyers are already saying, well, we're not even officially served, that you haven't even really served us. So they're starting there at the arguing. And that just to me seems very interesting. And maybe it has to do more with what you just said, that you can't serve someone on royal grounds.
It's very difficult. It's very complicated. And
I think we lost Karen Conti there.
Process, really, which usually means hand-delivered service of process. And, you know, I think there's going to be a struggle, and you're going to see that in court today, as whether or not he was properly served as even part of the lawsuit.
Yeah, this is, of course, in relation to Jeffrey Epstein and that whole private island and the fact that Prince Andrew was seen with him and would travel with him. And there are multiple pictures of them that have emerged in the British press, including one allegedly of him with her, the one who is accusing him of this rape now in the lawsuit. I mean, I guess this whole Epstein chapter, I wonder if it just sort of goes away and nothing really happens. Or do you think that somewhere in this that some of these victims will find some sort of justice?
Well, I think a bunch of them that paid off. I think when Epstein was alive, he ended up paying off quite a few, and they're probably secret amounts, and we're not going to know all of that. But I think Ghislaine Maxwell, I think that whole case is going to come about, and I think we're going to see quite a bit of the underbelly of what happened here. And I'm not sure when she's going to trial, but she... I think you're going to see a lot of witnesses there and the victims there testify against her. And I've always wondered, is Prince Andrew is going to be charged criminally? There are some statute of limitations that are still open for rape, and he still could be charged here in the United States for what happened allegedly to this woman.
And in that case, it would be extraditable, for lack of the best word for that.
Yeah, it would be. We have an extradition treaty with England, and he would be extradited. Again, mm-hmm. How him being a royal would play into that, I really couldn't even tell you the answer to that.
Here we go, Karen. Thanks for as much clarity as we can get on that one. I appreciate it. Thanks for the time today.